This is Riverside with trumpeter Dave Douglas and the Montrealer Chet Doxis. Welcome to The Checkout, the Montreal International Jazz Festival edition of The Checkout, produced at WBGO. I'm Simon Ratner. On today's show, Doxis and Douglas celebrate one of their heroes, the wily and iconoclastic American composer, also NEA jazz master, Carla Bley, on their new recording, The New National Anthem. They'll actually be performing a pair of Canadian concerts in Quebec City on July 5th and the Montreal International Jazz Festival on July 6th, with Carla Bley appearing as a special guest. We'll bring you the conversation with Dave Douglas and Chet Doxis with WBGO's Nate Shannon. That's up next.
You just heard Old Country, a Dave Douglas composition from the new album, The New National Anthem, by Riverside. Riverside is a collective quartet made up of Dave Douglas on trumpet, Steve Swallow on bass, and the Doxis brothers from Montreal, Chet Doxis on tenor saxophone and clarinet, and Jim Doxis on drums. I'm your guest host, Nate Shannon. What can you tell me about the song that we just heard?
Well, I think that, we started Riverside together because we both had a great love for the music of Jimmy Giuffre. This is some years ago now. And so the first record that we made was kind of a tribute to Jimmy Giuffre, and we played some of his music, and it had this sort of outdoorsy, you know, standing 6 inches from the pond vibe to it that I think continues on this project. This one's dedicated to Carla Bley, and we play some of her music, and I think some of those strains of, I don't even know what to call it, but something distinctly from our country that's in the music.
There's something about the instrumentation of this group that happened because of the Jimmy Giuffre dedication. And this is a quartet with the two of you, along with Chet, your brother Jim, mm-hmm. who's a drummer, and the great electric bassist Steve Swallow, who was a member of Jimmy Giuffre's band, the Jimmy Giuffre Three. Mm-hmm. So when you guys decided that you were going to make a band that played Jimmy Giuffre's music, was that the first decision that you made? You said, let's see if we can get Steve Swallow?
I think it was one of these emails that went back and forth. I said, what if we could get Steve Swallow? Both, of course, both of us being fans, me being introduced to his playing from tracing it from the Jimmy Giuffre Trio right up to his most recent work. And there was an email, I think, exchanged, like, how cool would this be? And it kind of came together rather quickly. And I remember maybe like a virtual high five when he said, yeah, he'd love to join in.
Well, Steve was excited to do it. and actually, talking to him about that period and the work with Jimmy Giuffre was a big part of how the band eventually developed.
Let's hear a track from your first recording dedicated to Jimmy Giuffre. What would you guys recommend?
I was going to say the Traveling Light one.
I was going to say the same thing.
Let's hear a before and after of Jimmy Giuffre's Traveling Light. So first we'll hear the original as performed by Jimmy Giuffre, Bob Brookmeyer, and Jim Hall. Thank you. So we're talking about Jimmy Giuffre, the clarinetist, tenor saxophonist, and composer who was really influential in working with free improvisation in a sort of an intellectual, soft-spoken, but really determined kind of way.
Traveling Light, I mean, the original recording was Jimmy Giuffre with Jim Hall and Bob Brookmeyer. And I just always loved the spareness of the arrangements, but also the way that they played the time felt so relaxed and yet firm and forward-moving at the same time.
Right.
It's a very elusive quality.
I'm speaking with Dave Douglas and Chet Doxis. The new album by Riverside, which is titled The New National Anthem, after a piece by Carla Bley. Let's actually hear that opening track, which is composed by Carla Bley. It's called The New National Anthem. That was The New National Anthem by Carla Bley, as performed by Riverside, which is Dave Douglas on trumpet, Chet Doxis on clarinet and tenor saxophone, Steve Swallow on electric bass, and Jim Doxis on drums. I'm here with Dave Douglas and Chet Doxis. Riverside will be performing at the Stone at the New School on June 30th and July 1st, and then in Canada, two dates with Carla Bley in Quebec City on July 5th, and at the Montreal Jazz Festival on July 6th. Something occurred to me about the sort of methodology of this album and the previous Riverside album. And I connected it, Dave, with some of your work going back more than 20 years. You know, there's a thing you do where you take a source of inspiration and you play several pieces by that person. But in terms of performing the material, that's it on the album. There's really just, there's three Carla Bley compositions here, and the rest of the pieces are inspired by the spirit or the language or the energy of that person.
Wow, well, you really described it well, so thank you. I feel like you, I don't know what to say. But yeah, that is the process as you describe it. For me, I've always felt like to pay homage to honor somebody who's an inspiration shouldn't just be trying to do the thing the way that they did it. I made a record about my infatuation with the music of Mary Lou Williams, and I felt like it was my duty to tell the listener why I think Mary Lou Williams is so great and so important by bringing her music and her spirit into the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
So this record that's dedicated to Carla, yeah, we did do three of her pieces, but Steve Swallow brought a new composition, and Chet has some originals on here, and I wrote a bunch of new pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, this one is different for me because Carla is still really active and writing a lot of music and
yeah,
really still super powerful as a creative force and as an artist. One of the reasons this came around was that she heard the first record and she actually really liked it. And I get the feeling, I don't know Carla that well, but I get the feeling she doesn't really like that much music. She's very picky.
Well, and also she had quite a close perspective on Jimmy Giuffre and on the Jimmy Giuffre 3 or the Jimmy Giuffre Trio, because she had music that was performed by that group, mm-hmm. and she had personal relationships with mm-hmm. you know, members of the
Paul
group.
Paul and with Steve, who's been her life partner for many years now.
Right. Yeah. So I imagine that for her to hear that album and to in any way confer a blessing is, you know, that's a big deal.
It was a big deal, and what made me feel like this would be possible, I put out some initial feelers to Carla through Steve and through Karen, her daughter, and got a message back saying, I want to, you know, go to the website and see what music you want. Mm-hmm. So she has a wonderful website housing her entire library of scores, and I went and I couldn't believe how much was there. And then, like 2 days later, I got a huge package in the mail, just, you know, gratis, like, here you go. And it was pages and pages and pages and books of Carla Bley.
When you hear her music, you get inspired. She's one of those people, for me at least, that inspires me to develop your own voice and sing your own song. I would put her at, you know, far at one end of the spectrum in those regards for me. She's definitely a proud individual when it comes to composing and when it comes to playing. I played with her in the fall for a week at the Jazz Standard with the larger ensemble, the Liberation Music Orchestra, and that was every song, every part that you play in the inner parts, you know. I was playing the second tenor, proudly standing next to Tony Malaby, and he was playing the first tenor, and even playing all these harmony parts, they were little church bells. Like every part was a pleasure to play and felt very special.
We're talking to Dave Douglas, the trumpeter, and Chet Doxis, saxophonist and clarinetist. They are the co-leaders and co-founders of Riverside. King Korn, why this composition? I feel like that's almost a self-evident question after hearing how well you guys play that track. But what struck you about King Korn, and what made you say that?
Well, thanks, first of all. I mean, it's a quintessential Carla Bley tune. I also felt like we wanted to do it differently than it had been done before. So it's, if you hear Paul Bley's recording of this piece, it's rushes through, and there's no real tempo, and it's kind of shocking. Then when I actually saw Carla's chart of it, I looked at it and I said, wow, this is different than all the ways that I've ever heard it played. So we sort of put our own spin on it. There's no preset form that we're improvising on, but we, I think, have sort of developed a language where we can all, as a team, shift through different tempos and different keys
right
on the fly.
So here we go. This is King Korn by Carla Bley, as performed by Riverside. We're talking to Dave Douglas, the trumpeter, and Chet Doxis. Well, so there was another layer of inspiration and interpretation pertaining to this song, which is that, Dave, it wasn't enough for you guys to just rampage through the theme. You had to go and write something inspired by King Korn.
Well, it was more of an accident than that. You make it sound so conscious. I was working on King Korn and making our arrangement and kind of pulling apart the chart to try to put it back together in a way that would make sense for us. And I got to a point where I'd pulled it apart to the point where it kind of was becoming a new composition. Mm-hmm. So I just kept going. I finished the arrangement of King Korn, but then I had this other material that was sitting around, and I was like, okay, it was like a jigsaw puzzle almost. I sort of, some of it's backwards and some of it is inverted and some of it's sort of intuitive refraction of the ideas, and it sort of became another piece. And I did go to Carla at a certain point and I said, I have a problem, you know, this piece has a lot of your material, a lot of your DNA, but it's sort of a new piece. And it reminded me of Conlon Nancarro. If you don't know his music, he's the American composer who lived for many years in Mexico and composed only for player pianos and used very strict mathematical formulas to drill the holes in his player piano roles. Mm-hmm. So the music is kind of amazingly metrical and non-metrical at the same time. And so this felt to me like...
Sometimes unplayable.
Mm-hmm. By humans,
by humans.
Some humans have now figured it out,
right.
But it is 2017. So I called this piece King Conlon in honor of Carla's piece King Korn.
Let's hear that. So right away, there's a relationship to the original tune in intervallic and sort of syncopated rhythm terms.
Mm-hmm.
What else is How else is that relationship articulated in the tune so far?
Well, it's also a lot of people, when they've played King Korn, it turns into what we think of as a rhythm changes, which is like the song I Got Rhythm. You use the chords from that, and it's 32 bars, A-A-B-A form. And so I was doing all this trickery with turning the rhythms around and putting the intervals upside down. And so I was like, well, what if we played a rhythm changes backwards? And so that's where we go. That's what the solos are. And it's kind of collective, but it's, if you think about an AABA form and then you do it backwards, it's ABAA. So you get, not only do you get to the bridge way before you expect to, but you also going through the chords backwards.
Right.
And it was, you know, I mean, it was like, this is me in my studio practicing and like throwing around ideas, and I have my horn and I'm the piano, and I started like soloing on it, and I just made a few little changes to the chords, and it sort of has a very intuitive logic to it somehow for me.
Chet, how does it feel? How does it feel to play on that form?
I'm listening as we're talking, and it's that feeling of going to the bridge early. I was like, oh God. But it's okay because everyone's done it at the same time. And it makes it fun, and it keeps everyone on their toes. That's for sure. And it totally works.
Chet, I know you also contributed some original music to this album.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is actually a song written thinking of Carla lately, and I mean for the last 3 or 4 years. It seems like the only way I can really write a tune is by looking at paintings or photography, and it spawns a lot more ideas than me just sitting at the piano, maybe coming up with a compositional device or a melodic germ. But in any case, it kind of it's a catalyst. So this piece was written when I was in Spain, and I was looking at I want to say the first name, is it Juan Miró. Juan Miró. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just, it reminded me of Carla Bley and her music. So I sat there with my sketchbook, my manuscript book here, and wrote what you'll hear is the first two A sections and then into the bridge. And then it kind of wrote itself after that. But I was really excited to record it and for her to hear it.
So this is the track called View from a Bird. Riverside is performing at the Stone at the New School on Friday, June 30th, and Saturday, July 1st. But then the band is going to be playing two concerts on July 5th in Quebec City and on July 6th at the Montreal Jazz Festival. And what's special about those dates, you will be joined by none other than Carla Bley. What is that going to be like?
Well, we have rehearsed, and it's really wonderful. I have to say, I'd have to admit we've been thinking about it and talking about it for a long time. And when we brought up the idea with Carla, she said, "Oh, I'm not really a piano player. Why don't you guys could get a really good piano player?" And we were like, "Well, actually,
you are our favorite piano player."
No, I play. She told me I only play piano well enough to play my own music. And I said, "Well, you play Steve Swallow's music." She goes, "Yeah, but that's Steve." So I said, "Well, I'd like to apply to be the first non-Steve Swallow composer to write some music for you." So she agreed, but we all felt that we should get together and try it out and see how it felt. And this was a while ago now. But then it turned out that she wrote some music for The Encounter as well. So we all came in with these new pieces, and I wrote, I guess, five or six pieces specifically with Carla in mind that are for this project that are brand new, that haven't been recorded yet. And Chet wrote some stuff. And
I think Steve has some new ones.
Steve has new ones. And so we'll be playing that music.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. And thanks to WBGO for doing all this great music.
Well, thanks for letting us come in and talk about the record.
Original music by the trumpeter Dave Douglas, Americano from Riverside. Dave Douglas with Chet Doxis, Steve Swallow, all paying tribute to the great Carla Bley. And they will all be coming together, Dave Douglas, Chet Doxis, and Carla Bley, in concert at the Montreal International Jazz Festival this Thursday, July 6th. If you want to check out all of our coverage here in Canada, go to our website at wbgo.org. Also, check out our preview of Volcante featuring the Montreal-based singer Malika Tirolien. That's Snarky Puppy's Michael League's new blues project. And if you go to our Facebook page, the Checkout from WBGO, you can see a photo gallery there and much more. And definitely remember to subscribe to the Checkout podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, where you can download our conversation featuring Chet Doxis, Dave Douglas with WBGO's Nate Chenin. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. From the Montreal International Jazz Festival, I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.